Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd, and I've helped thousands of chiropractors replicate their success and their associates in the win-win associate system. Now you can get the help that you need, the freedom that you desire, and the extra income you deserve with great chiropractic associates who are a treat to work with. If you want some great practice ideas, listen to this episode. And if you want to move even faster, go to knowlsbook.com.
Hey, have you ever heard of the rule of fives? Well, I'm going to explain the rule of fives and show you how you can use it to increase your success, increase your happiness, make your life a better place to live. So what is the rule of fives? Years and years ago, I was talking to a gentleman who was a very, very smart guy, and he explained the rule of fives to me this way. You become like the five people that you spend the most time with. And I thought, wow. And I ran that through my mind and I thought it was true. So if you have successful friends, if you have successful acquaintances, people that you spend the most time with, who are headed in the right direction, chances are you too are thinking successful thoughts, have successful attitudes, and headed in the right direction. I was talking to a client one time, and he was talking about a guy that he knew from school, somebody who'd been a long-term friend of his, who he had coffee with every single Thursday. And after every single Thursday coffee session, he was depressed and downcast. And I said, so what happens in that meeting? And he says, my friend shares every fear and every negativity and every problem he can think of. And because I'm his friend, I'm not gonna argue with him or fight with him, and I continue to meet with him. And I said, you know what? I don't often suggest this, but one of the things that you might do is take a vacation from that coffee meeting. I'm not talking about dropping the friend, but I'm talking about not being in that influence. And then he can recruit his friend to his positive attitude, which is what he chose to do. And you know what? The friend said, you know, I just don't think the way that you do, and maybe we shouldn't have coffee anymore. So here's one of the things that happened. My client started to pick up friends at Five Star Management with that he started emailing with and he was on the phone with. And when they'd come to the seminars, what would happen is that they'd get together and they'd go out to meals and sit together at the seminars, and his entire practice changed. So about a year later, I did a little assessment, and that was how his five most people that he spent the most time with, and it had totally changed, and so had his practice. So you become like the five people that you spend the most time with. Now, I think that you should select successful people who are headed in the same direction, who want to do wonderful things, who think great things about helping people, having fun, making more money, and that you spend your time with those people. There's another application for the rule of fives. I was asking another wise person, I was telling him something that I wanted to do, and he says, can you think of five people that are doing that? And I thought, yeah, I can probably come up with four or five people. And he says, well, then ask them what they do and then do what they do. Here's what you will find, he told me. The five people that are doing that will do basically the same thing. So in your interview or in the time that you spend finding out what they do, you're going to find common things that they do. Now, I applied that to getting new patients. So I wanted, this is before I was a practice management coach, I wanted to get lots of new patients. So I found out five people that were doing marketing really, really well and producing a lot of new patients. And you know what? There were wonderful things that were in common. But my journey was to get on the phone. In some cases, I actually hopped in an airplane and went and visited them. And what happened is that people were very successful at doing things that I wanted to do, were also very willing to share what they were doing. And so my new patients just went up because there were five people doing what I wanted to do. I found out what they were doing, and I did what they were doing. So that's one of the reasons why I encourage my clients to make sure that they come to the five-star management live trainings that we do. Seminars are no charge to them. They get a chance to bring their staff to get some great training. But one of the things I also do is facilitate in the group people who are doing what I think is exemplary and exceptional work, and will share, and then I'll encourage other people, go talk to so-and-so. Why don't you guys get some coffee? Make sure that you take your team, and maybe your two teams can go out, and I facilitate those relationships. So the rule of fives, part one, you become like the five people that you spend the most time with. Rule of fives. Number two, if you want to do something that's successful, something that's wonderful, something that's great, find five people that are doing it and then do what they do. That sounds kind of simple, but it's a very, very good formula for action steps. This is Dr. Noel Lloyd for Five Star Management and for chiropractors everywhere, using the rule of fives to help more people have more fun and become more successful. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Successful Chiro. If you like the way I think and want to see what's possible for you, get in touch at knowlesbook.com.